William Herrick, a writer and veteran of the Spanish Civil War, died over the weekend in upstate New York at the age of 89. He was the author of nearly a dozen novels and a memoir titled Jumping the Line, The Adventures and Misadventures of an American Radical. Our book reviewer Alan Chus has these thoughts about William Herrick's life and work.
Take a cursory look at the life of William Herrick, and it seems at least as interesting as his fiction. Born William Horvitz in Trenton, New Jersey in 1915 to radical parents, he hit the streets soon after he graduated from high school, working as an errand boy and as a busboy, and then as a Communist Party organizer with black sharecroppers in southern Georgia. No college. In 1936, he shipped out for Spain and joined the Abraham Lincoln Battalion, fighting alongside other young radicals on behalf of the Republican government in their war with the fascist rebels. About 3.5 months later, while fighting on the Madrid front, he took a bullet in the neck. "I must have been unconscious for a few minutes," he told a newspaper reporter decades and decades later. "But as I came out of it, I heard one of my friends say, 'Poor Bill, he must be dead.'" But you couldn't count Herrick out. He survived his wounds, returned to the U.S., and worked for the communist-led Furriers Union. But he soon broke with the communists, and for the next few decades worked as a court reporter by day and wrote fiction at night. I first discovered his work in the mid-1980s, when I wrote about his political trilogy, Shadows and Wolves, Love and Terror, and Kill Memory, for the New York Times. What I discovered was not a great stylist, but intriguing novels about the volatile subject matter of terrorism and political conscience. In these spare and vividly narrated books, Herrick wrote of politically inspired murders and hijackings, of generations lost to love, about radical characters who succumbed to the terrible moral darkness that abounds on bright Paris days. Poor Bill, this time he really is dead, but you still can't count him out. Unfortunately for all of us, Herrick's great subject, politics and terror, has come around as something on all of our minds these days. And for those who want to know more about the subject, not just from the headlines, but from the inside of the human heart, his trilogy is a good place to start from.
Reviewer Alan Chus remembering the writer William Herrick, who died this past weekend. He was 89.